So here we are at the finish of the sixth edition of the Donegal Ultra 555. Still one or two competitors left to come over the finish line. Race organiser Sean McFadden and Eugene McGettigan are joining me to recap the event. Listen, Sean, another fantastic event, another fabulous year, and certainly one of the most successful 555s we've had.
For sure, we had some great performances out there today, and you know, young Conor Geller from Castlebar is only 21 years of age. We didn't know what he could do, but he came today and he delivered an absolute performance that nobody thought that was possible. You know, he did 17 hours and 49 minutes, and that was all on a road bike, you know. Yeah. He didn't change at all. I think he stopped once just in Chrysler to stretch his back, and from there he just got stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yeah, he looked very comfortable on the bike. We've seen him on the videos at different sections, and he was very comfortable, Sean. So he seemed to be I don't want to say it was easy for him, but he made it look easy.
He made it look so easy. Like, we met him just coming out of Carrick, and Mark McGinley was there, and Mitchell McLaughlin, good cyclist from the county. And Mark took it on last year and finished second behind Ronan. And they couldn't believe how strong he was going, his cadence, his power, and the amount of people that contacted me on Facebook saying he was looking so strong. So, you know, I would say Connor's found something that he enjoys. He's a big guy, and we talked about it here in the ramp, that a big frame to get over these climbs, but he got over them so well, you know. So I'll say he'll go away with his mum and dad, and they're a competitive family. We know that they're first cousins, I think, with the Jennings and Hawthorn Heights. So they'll go away, they'll analyse it, and they'll come back. And I think next year you can see Connor here on a TT bike, and I think Ronan's record, if the weather's good, it could go.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see the two of them go head to head next year, wouldn't it? There's a challenge for McLaughlin now for you, Sean.
A challenge for McLaughlin now. I think we've actually got somebody to challenge him, you know. I'm sure Ronan was texting, like, I know Ronan couldn't be here this weekend, you know, he's work commitments, his new job with cyclingtips.com, and fair enough. And you know, it was nice to give somebody else a rattle at it, you know. It's nice to have Ronan here, but sometimes it's nice to give these young boys a bit of confidence and a bit of courage to step up to the mark and let them do what, you know, let them try and, you know, challenge Ronan. And I think Connor will come back. Like, he was fresh. He was so fresh, it was hard to believe, you know. So, yeah, it was amazing, you know.
Yeah, and we had a Colombian visitor finishing second, and Conor Meehan wrapped up the top three places.
Yeah, the Colombian guy came in, he's living in Galway, and he was doing it for charity. And, like, when he left the ramp this morning, like, we thought, I actually thought, like, he'd be out there for fun, but he plugged away, and we seen him in Dunfanaghy. He was, like, fresh in Dunfanaghy, and he left Dunfanaghy. He came in, he said to James, where did I sign my name? He signed his name, and he left again. He didn't even stop, you know. So that was a good sign that he was in a good place. He got his nutrition right, he had the miles done. He told me that he had really a lot of work done for this, so he got it right. And he finished second, and it was a great performance.
We'll move now to the ladies, and I'll take Eugene in. This is the highlight of the event for a lot of people, the battle of Vanessa Fursden and Lorraine Mullarkey. And it was the Monaghan rider Mullarkey, the Seven Emirates champion, that changed the lovely warm weather of Dubai for the mild weather of Ireland. Thankfully, it wasn't too cold for her, but it was about half an hour in the end between the two of them. Mullarkey came out the winner, and a super performance, Eugene.
An unreal performance, and brilliant to have with four solo ladies back in the event. And Lorraine, now, she didn't have very many kind words for me and Sean at the end, but I'm sure when she calms down, you know, she'll come around. But what a battle she had with Vanessa. And Vanessa was, you know, she was trying out this event for the first time. You know, she's an Iron Woman. She's used to doing triathlon, and she likes the distance stuff. And she thought she would try a long cycle as a challenge, because a lot of other stuff wasn't happening, you know. So she came to the event with us, and what a battle they put on. Like, they were neck and neck for so long, and you know, it was just
when did it swing in Lorraine's favour?
I think it was probably coming out of Killybegs, or maybe just slightly before.
I think it was around Kilcare. Damien said to her, like, you know, I mean, Lorraine said, oh, I'm not going to beat the record, and Damien said to Lorraine, sure, all you have to be in Letterkenny for 5 o'clock. And I think Lorraine looked at her watch and said, okay, geez, I've got loads of time, and she put the hammer down, you know. But it was nip and tuck there, but it was something around there clicked on Lorraine. I think her and Vanessa passed each other, and then Damien said, listen, the next time you pass her, we need to make this a winning move, or yeah, this is going to go the whole way of the line.
Did she get the record, did she?
She got the record. Yeah, yeah. She got 21 hours and 30 minutes, I think it is.
21.20
overall. Yeah, 21.20. So it's great to see the record go, and hopefully this will encourage more women to come along, take it on. We've had four women, and we're going to have four women finishers, and that's a big, you know, it's a big, it's a big statement that it is possible. If you put the training in from now to do the Donegal 555, it's very possible.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about the teams as well. Eugene, the first actual group home, the first of any of the competitors home, if I'm right in saying, was that the Cheer Connell Gap guys, and they had a very impressive time of 16 odd hours.
Yeah, they came in 16:24, but they also had a battle on their hands with Team Errigal, you know, and they were neck and neck for a time as well. You know, they put on a great show, and then the Island Wheelers boys, Island Wheelers Cycling Club, they had a strong team in as well. So it was neck and neck. In actual fact, the Errigal Cycling Club had 21 riders in total in this event, spread across five four-man teams and two solo cyclists, and Colin Richardson and Damien McPaul.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of men there. Yeah, what about the two-man, Eugene?
The two-man team, you had Team Lilac, who's also two guys from Island Wheelers Cycling Club. They call themselves Team Lilac after there's a charity there called Lilac who ferry cancer patients to the hospital for their treatment. So they were raising funds and awareness for that transport for them. And two fit fellas, and Paul McKeown, and what's the other fella's name, Sean?
Lost it, girlfriend.
These boys haven't slept in.
They haven't slept in 40 hours. So the names
Alan Glenn Dinning. I hope I got that right. So yeah, Paul McKeown and Alan Glenn Dinning. You know, two fit fellas, and they, you know, they put their heart and soul into it, and you know, they came out the victors, and they deserved it. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah, unsupported as well, Sean. That was a new category.
It was really good to see it unsupported, because we want to try and push that next year. You have to have a status that you can do unsupported, and we want to make it make it up to a world class event that you can qualify for, say, a race across America or something like that, and we might move up the standard next year. So it was good to see, I think, with three finishers in unsupported, you know, so it was good there, you know. Yeah. And also, was it the mixed team? We had Joe and Evelyn from was it Northwest Triathlon Club they were from? That was the mixed team. It was mother and son. So that was a massive challenge for them, you know. So it was good to see mother and son taking on something like this, you know, as big as this, you know. Yeah. So yep, it was all good. Like, it's been a cracking race, and the weather's been so good. What Highland Radio has done for us today and over the last couple of days with John Breslin taking part, but even John wasn't here, we always get this coverage from Highland Radio, so we'd like to thank them, and we'd like to thank all our sponsors that's helped this event be so good for the last 6 years, and we can hope we can have another 6 years of the Donegal Ultra 555.
Okay then, a seventh edition next year, the seventh year. These boys are going to sleep for a wee while after today. So when does the plans for next year start, Eugene?
Well,
this boy's away travelling, you see, so you're back home, you're doing the donkey work, so you are.
Well, we're going to sleep on it first, like, you know, and maybe have a beer or two, and we'll discuss it then, like, you know. But now I would like to get entry up and running as soon as possible, you know, because people are keen now, the buzz is here now, and, you know, they want to push the button, I think, as soon as possible.
Yeah. We want to push the button on as soon as possible. As you've seen there, that last guy that finished there, when entries opened last year, he was the first to sign up, you know, and he said today, he said when entries open again, he's going to be the first to sign up. So yeah, there's a lot of work put into this, you know yourself, like, it's not just done overnight. And as you said, I'm travelling at the minute and Eugene's on the ground, but we have a great team of men. Like, we had some men there that's been there all weekend with us, side by side. The McGinley brothers there, for example, like, they built this ramp, they put all the barriers out, all the marshals, James Harkin, his family, the Osmond Centre. You could keep naming people. It doesn't happen just because me and Eugene, it happens because we've got a massive team behind us, and like, we can't thank everybody in the radio, but they all know who they are, and it's just not possible to organise the 555 without them. So we'll sit down with the team, we'll celebrate, we'll have a few drinks, we'll have a bit of crack, and hopefully we can have another seventh edition of the Donegal Ultra 555.
Okay. Listen, guys, very well done today. Once again, a super job, and enjoy the beers and enjoy the sleep.